Hi there. The word for today is the resurrection. You can believe it. Acts 1 verse 3 says that Jesus presented himself alive by many infallible proofs. Evidence of Christ's resurrection has been examined more carefully than evidence of any other fact in history. It has been weighed and considered by some of the greatest scholars, among them Dr. Simon Greenleaf, who held first the royal and then the Dane professorships of law at Harvard University from 1833 to 1848. He actually helped bring Harvard Law School to prominence and is viewed as one of the greatest authorities on legal evidence in the history of the world. And you know what? When Greenleaf turned his fine mind to the resurrection and examined it in the light of all the laws of evidence, he concluded that it was indeed a reality, that it was indeed a historical event, and that anyone who honestly examined the evidence would be convinced this was the case. It was also so for Dr. Frank Morrison, a British lawyer-engineer who set out to write a book, listen, repudiating the resurrection of Christ. He did, in fact, write his book, but it wasn't the book he intended to write. As he examined the evidence, this skeptical lawyer found it so overwhelmed that he was forced to accept it, and he became a believer. The book he wrote is called Who Moved the Stone? And it details evidence of the resurrection, and in the opening chapter, it is entitled The Book That Refused to be Written. A Union general in the Civil War, attorney Lew Wallace, also set out to write a book disproving both the deity of Christ and his resurrection, and you know what? He ended up defending it in his famous book called, you've heard of it, Ben-Hur, described as, quote, the most influential book of the 19th century. Listen, Christ arose. And because he did, your redeemed loved ones will too, and you personally can spend eternity with them in God's presence.